VOA News, reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and its promised to send more heavy weaponry to Ukraine during talks at a German airbase on Tuesday, brushing off a threat from Moscow that their support for Kiev could lead to nuclear war. But in a move that sharply raises the economic stakes for the West, Russia said it would turn off gas supplies to Poland on Wednesday morning. After weeks of threats, it would cut off supply to countries who refused to pay for gas in rubles. Poland, a key NATO ally of the United States and among the European countries seeking the toughest possible sanctions against Russia, says it has sufficient gas reserves. As Russia rains artillery on the Donbas region, the U.S. and other nations are promising Ukraine the weapons it needs to repel the new offensive. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Ukrainian officials say they need more weapons and fast. Germany announced it had cleared the way for the delivery of self-propelled anti-aircraft guns. Meanwhile, 2 months into the conflict, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said more help is on the way.
We're here to help Ukraine win the fight against Russia's unjust invasion.
As he convened a meeting with defense officials from dozens of countries at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, Austin sought to reassure Kyiv.
You should know that all of us have your back, and that's why we're here today, to strengthen the arsenal of Ukrainian democracy.
I'm Jennifer King.
Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry says its forces has liberated the entire Kherson region in southern Ukraine and parts of Zaporizhia, Mykolaiv, and Kharkiv regions, according to Interfax news agency. If confirmed, that would represent a significant Russian advance across eastern and southern Ukraine. This is VOA News. The United Nations is calling for better management to reduce the risks from rapidly increasing natural disasters, largely triggered by climate change. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The number of natural disasters experienced over the last two decades is five times higher than in the previous three decades, says Director of the UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, Ricardo Mena.
Disasters have forced over a quarter of a billion people into internal displacement. So that's much more than those that have been displaced by conflict and war each year on average between 2010 and 2020.
Over the last decade, the cost of disasters has amounted to around $170 billion a year. MENA says it is the poorest countries that are most impacted by disasters, forcing the most vulnerable into a spiral of destruction. But he says that destructive spiral can be stopped if governments adopt better risk reduction policies and management strategies.
Governments will need to invest more in disaster resilience, strengthening national budgets to protect people and critical infrastructure. But they also will have to strengthen efforts to avoid the creation of new risk as a result of risk-blind decisions.
Making better decisions, Mena says, can lead to fewer disasters. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States on Tuesday criticized Tunisian President Kais Saied for giving himself the power to name the next election chief, urging respect for democratic norms. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters, quote, "The United States is deeply concerned by the Tunisian president's decision to unilaterally restructure Tunisia's independent high authority for elections." Washington has, quote, "consistently communicated to Tunisian leaders the importance of upholding the independence of key democratic institution and ensuring Tunisia returns to democratic governance," he said. Recapping our top story, the United States and its allies promised to send more heavy weaponry to Ukraine during talks at a German airbase on Tuesday, brushing off a threat from Moscow that their support for Kiev could lead to nuclear war. But in a move that sharply raises the economic stakes for the West, Russia said it would turn off gas supplies to Poland on Wednesday morning. After weeks of threats, it would cut off supply to countries who refused to pay for gas in rubles. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1.